Iranian authorities are cracking down, a House church leader arrested. High fuel costs are threatening short-term missions, and a jet boat boosts ministry in Tanzania's fishing villages. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iranian police have launched a more extensive crackdown on social corruption throughout the Islamic Republic. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says a religion law is causing them concern.
It makes the death penalty mandatory for people convicted of leaving Islam to follow another faith. So that obviously is another piece of intimidation.
Authorities are rounding up church leaders. 44-year-old Mohsen Namvar was among those arrested.
There has been, over the last 60 days, about a dozen Christians arrested. Most of them have been interrogated and held for a little while and then released after bail. As far as we know at this time, Mr. Namvar is still being held.
Why the focus on believers? Nettleton says,
the church is growing at an absolutely phenomenal rate in Iran. Muslims are coming to know Christ. They're getting involved in these house church groups. That is what has caused the concern of the government. That's why these arrests are happening.
Next, a pastor who was recently released from prison on amnesty in March is facing threats in Azerbaijan. Forum 18 News reports Baptist pastor Zaur Belayev has been threatened with a new prison term. Police banned Belayev's church from meeting, which the congregation has defied. Some suspect that's what's causing the threats. Officers are also threatening his family. Authorities deny that. Pray that Belayev will remain free and his church can worship freely. You're listening to Mission Network News. The airline industry has done everything to ease doubling jet fuel prices. Bottom line is it's costing more to fly, which is what we're focusing on in part four of our series on the global fuel crisis. That increase is having an impact on short-term mission trips, says Mike Duras of Orphan Outreach.
Those who are going on mission trips were experiencing not only cost increases in flights, but also availability. As the airlines are cutting back on available seats and reducing routes, it's becoming more difficult to get tickets and to get them at a price that makes it affordable.
Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says the high cost of airline tickets may affect training in the former Soviet Union, as North American pastors, who are the teachers, may be prevented from traveling.
They may have been able to travel four times a year financially, with the increase in the cost of tickets, may have to reduce to a couple times a year.
Tomorrow, in part five of our series, we'll take a look at missionary aviation. Next, dozens of representatives from nine countries received training in evangelism, management, and creative production in radio ministry last weekend. HCJB Global Voice held the conference for affiliates in its Latin American satellite network.
Those were able to make it, enjoy the time together, were able to learn together, and they left with tools that they can use to improve what they're doing at their radio station and opportunities to be able to impact their audiences for Christ.
That's Alan Graham, HCJB Global's Regional Director for Radio Training. He's encouraged to see radio stations improving their ministries to build the church and evangelize the lost.
So it's exciting when the people take what they've heard and move it to that next step, so it's not just theory, but they can actually start putting it into practice. And all of us as Christian radio ministries can grow together in what we're doing.
Pray for those who attended the conference as they begin to apply what they've learned. And a jet boat helped bring dozens of people to Christ in Tanzania. Grace Ministries International's missionary team took three trips to the Nangoli fishing village and shared the gospel with 800 villagers. The team's now in the process of building a grass chapel and preparing teachers to go there by boat for discipleship. New outreach and development are taking place in the Rukwa Valley with a special focus on helping people with clean water projects, agriculture, and evangelizing the fishing villages. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available a copy of Thirsty, a DVD on personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope will help you understand how you too can be revived. Get Thirsty at our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.